You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy sitting here very casually on a hot, hot Friday morning. This is a very uncomfortable day so far.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't it seem a little humid, a little high in the dew points?
It does. It does.
Yeah. We're both sitting here with our new John and Gordy t-shirts on.
Right.
It was just a coincidence. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Then as I was checking my emails this morning, I saw that Catherine wants to take a little picture.
Yeah, we do these photo shoots every once in a while, you know, where we go out and about and meet with the public.
Yeah.
And just
right out there.
Find different... Whose phone is it? Is that mine? Uh-oh.
I don't know. It's not mine.
That's Catherine.
Uh-oh. Already?
Should I take this?
I think you should take it.
Right. I don't know.
See what she says. Happens.
Hello, Catherine.
You're on the air.
Are you making calls?
Kind of.
What's that?
Are you making calls?
Are we making calls?
No,
we're on the air right now.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Pat Kreitlow is.
Pat Kreitlow's on the air? Okay.
On the app. Get Dominic.
All right.
Well, okay. Thank you, Catherine.
We'll find out. Yeah.
We'll
check that because...
We will track that down. All right.
So are we... Are we basically broadcasting on the towers, you know, terrestrial?
Don't know.
Now, that might be something to try to check out.
Yeah. I would call somebody.
Let me call him right now.
Am I panicking? Am I panicking? No.
Or I wonder if the issue is down the hallway there.
I'll
tell you what, let's just continue
I'll
to
tell
do
you
this.
What, why don't we just have our listeners give us a call? You know, and you don't have to go on the air. Just let us know if you're picking us up on the radio or on the app. And we'll go from there.
608-879-8255 is the number to call.
Oh, these technical glitches. You know, here we are. We're local in the Madison area,
right,
but not on the Civic Media network.
So
sometimes it gets a little confusing for the computers. You know, I'm telling you, this computer age is it's not all it was promised to be.
There's some glitches from time to time, you know.
Yeah.
We're not sure, you know, if we're actually on the air right now or not. So we'll just continue as if we are, and hopefully we will get it straightened out here.
Yeah.
We have partly cloudy skies this morning. It's 58 degrees. It is feeling pretty humid.
Mm-hmm.
And cloudy out there, but we might even be in for a sprinkle or two. And partly cloudy skies through the day, highs in the mid-70s. So what do we do now? Should we take a look at the National Day calendar? I don't know. You know what? Let me check to see what's on the app here.
Well, we have Bud out in Janesville saying, why isn't John and Gordy on?
Okay.
I like your show too, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, somewhere up the line, there's a switch that needs to be flipped. And
exactly what it felt like. I'm like, I turn it on, I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. What happened there?
What?
Okay.
He said,
that's Pat Kreitlow's show, I assume.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, he's always trying to horn in on our morning show. And you know, I might as well mention here, too, that we'll be a regular guest on Pat Kreitlow's show, if anybody's listening.
That's right. That's right.
8 o'clock. A little after 8, we'll be his guest on his third hour.
Well, yes, that's right. We'll be doing that beginning Monday, and every Monday we'll be on from like 8:05 to about 8:25 or so.
Yeah, talking about the hot topic that morning with Pat.
Any ideas?
Just talk with Engineer Drew. He said he's going to call me back in a few.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, we'll expect that hopefully at some point we'll be back on the air here as soon
Mark,
as they
Mark out in Sun Prairie is asking as well, where's John and Gordy? Again, you know, we don't know.
we don't know if we're on the air anywhere right
there's
now.
There's no radio around here. So. for a radio station.
Well, this could be very interesting. Yeah, you know, just wonder what happened. Was it sounding right when you came in this morning, or was there something else on besides
that I
Pete Schwabe? I heard Schwabe a little bit.
Yeah. I also heard Schwabe as well, late night with Schwabe. Yeah.
So I think it's okay. Got a call up there. Let's go to the phones. it might be, is that Catherine perhaps?
No.
No?
No.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. Hi, this is Petey, and I'm broadcasting from my bathroom.
Well, good for you. At least that's working.
Yeah, listening to you on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So we are on YouTube this morning.
You're on YouTube, and you're live on Facebook.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
There we go.
All right. What was your first name again?
T.
Oh, okay.
Like Trump.
Okay.
Well, it seems strange that, you know, no one is giving us a call to tell us whether on the terrestrial towers out there or not. But
you're not on the terrestrial airwaves either. I checked my boombox.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for doing all that.
Yeah, thanks for having a boombox.
Because we're
most definitely. Yeah. From the 1970s.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you calling? I know you said you're in your bathroom, but what city are you in or what town? Where are you?
The great city of Madison, Wisconsin.
Of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Of course. We could tell just from the sound. All right. Well, thanks, Matt. Well, thank you for that.
So we are on you.
And I'm not leaving the house until you're on the terrestrial radio, so please call my boss.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you can't miss this. Get in your car and check it out. But we're working on it right now, so we'll see what happens.
Everybody's scrambling around here. So
it's good to know.
Great job, guys.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
So we are on YouTube and Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
So that's working.
So don't take out the booze just because you think no one's watching.
Okay. A little bit later on, we'll be talking with Rocker, of course, because it's Friday. We have the Max Inc. preview. And Pam Yockey may be checking in with us shortly in
a few
minutes.
She will if she can hear us.
And Brittany Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that we'll have her a little bit later on. It's 58 degrees currently. Shall we check the lottery ball machine and see if we can get the afternoon temperature?
Let's do
the regular show here since people can hear us on YouTube and Facebook.
61 degrees currently.
Yeah.
High of 79 today.
That's what you're saying. Let's see what the lottery balls say. First ball is a 7. Second ball.
See, I told you I was right.
Is a 5.
Oh.
75.
No, it's going to be really warm.
Okay. Very good. And maybe a scattered sprinkle or a shower along the way, but we'll see clouds and some sunshine mixed in.
You know, the big story was the big war between the two bullies, Trump and Elon, two malignant narcissists going at it.
Just blown up so big. They just went at it starting around noon yesterday and continued all afternoon. They just keep trading punches.
Well, they ran out of stuff, so now Elon has decided, well, I think let's start a third party.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the idea.
Well,
start a third party.
We have a few third parties out there, you know.
Right.
Just start another one. Go ahead, Elon. I mean, spend money on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just go away.
Let's see. It's National Eyewear Day.
Oh.
It's, let's see, what else is it on the big list here?
Eyewear is going to be a big thing.
National, what's that?
Eyewear is going to be a really big thing.
Well, as we start incorporating chips and AI and everything into the eyewear.
Everything will be on our screens right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to, you know, when I was a kid, I thought, I'd love to wear glasses.
Yeah.
Do you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, before you needed glasses. Yeah, you know, I wish I had glasses. They look so cool.
Okay.
And now we're actually going to require everybody to have glasses because they're doing away with cell phones.
Require everybody to do
yes.
it? Really?
Yes.
It's going to be a requirement. Okay. National Higher Education Day today. Mm-hmm. National Donut Day. See, this is what we're missing
yeah.
without the national day calendar. We would have donuts here.
We would have donuts.
National Applesauce Day. Applesauce Cake Day, I should say. Mm-hmm. National Gardening Exercise Day. It's good exercise. Get out in the garden. National Drive-In Movie Day.
Oh,
when was the last time you went to a drive-in movie?
Well, we had our own drive-in movie show.
Oh, that's right.
The Big Sky Theater on Fox 47.
Yeah, that was many years ago. Yes.
I got to ask, what is applesauce cake?
it looks like a Bundt cake to me with the picture that's being supplied
but they
there.
Use applesauce as a major ingredient in it. A lot of people, I can't remember whether applesauce is a replacement for fat or the sugar, but I can never remember that. You swap it out.
Mm-hmm. And back to drive-in movie day, there's still a couple of drive-ins around. One out in Richland Center.
Yeah.
It goes in and out of business every other year, it seems like. But it's still there.
Yeah.
And I think they used it last summer. Drive-in day.
Dee in Janesville is listening to us on YouTube.
I think she just wasn't that who called?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's National Yo-Yo Day.
Well, that's a minute ago.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, maybe she's just chiming in that she's still listening on YouTube.
We got some viewers on YouTube. This is good. This
really?
Is good. We definitely have some viewers.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Anything in the history books while we're
We used to have something on X.
Technology.
I don't know if X is.
X Twitter. I think we're still on that. I'm pretty sure we're still on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
X.
Yep. Sometimes it has issues, but
well, big,
like everything.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
I think it's us.
You think so?
Yeah. I think somewhere along the way we're causing trouble.
But yeah, history today. You know, the Rolling Stones were actually first introduced to the American public in 1964.
I think that was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe. Okay.
And then the video game Tetris is actually first released.
I like Tetris.
You did. You do.
I was into Tetris. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah.
Yep. And then 1946, Henry Morgan, this one's a random one, is the first person ever to take his shirt off on live TV. So there we go. There's that.
What a first. That's good.
Is that
Henry Morgan, the old curmudgeon-y old guy that was on, like, I Got a Secret and all those game shows? Or is it Henry Morgan from MASH?
That's what I'm trying to figure
out. That's
what
you're thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking of, but I'm not sure it was Henry Morgan.
Harry Morgan.
That's right. Henry Morgan, I guess, was the, he was in a lot of sitcoms back in the early 50s, I believe.
We are getting a few texts to answer a question here. We've got one or two. Maybe three.
Catherine is wondering if we're getting text or calls. Well,
she may be listening on YouTube or Facebook.
Again.
We are hustling to try to figure out what the deal is, and hopefully we'll get back on the air here soon. It's 19 minutes past the hour. We hope to be talking to Pam Yonke in a couple of minutes. Also, Savannah Tomei Olson will be checking in after 7 o'clock. And we've got our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The keyword will come up after 7. And we'll let you know all about that. And, of course, Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
Well, that's nice.
That's all that's coming up.
We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. The war, you know, the egos duking it out.
Yes.
We've got another list of things to look for from Palantir.
And, you know, Musk, because of this big feud yesterday, he lost $34 billion personal money in Tesla.
Good.
$34 billion.
Great.
He's got plenty more.
Yeah.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7 when it's there on 92.7. And on your Civic Media app as well, and on YouTube, and on Facebook, and probably on X, but we're not on the terrestrial towers.
As far as we know.
That feed into your car radios in the morning.
I know they're working on it.
Yeah.
So that's all we know at this point.
That's all we know, and it's hard to get some phone calls, I understand, right? We're having a difficult time.
We're having a very difficult time getting getting our next ghost, our next guest right now.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Pam had some really good topics too. You know, cows on the concourse, and
that's happening this weekend. Yeah, what else? Did
certainly going to talk about a girl taking her border collie to the competitions in. Gee, where was that now? Let's see. Here.
Okay.
You know how it is when you
don't
have,
know.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. I got it. I got it. It is a lady from Trempealeau County is going off to Portugal in July with her six-year-old border collie, Cooper. And they're going to compete down there. And that is really cool because I've got a two-year-old border collie.
Really?
And the interesting thing about this is she doesn't use any of these other crazy signals. You usually had like whistles or hand signals and the dog would see you from a distance. But this person uses vocal commands, which is really hard to use when.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm giving you signals now and you're getting distracted. I'm just getting the word that we're back on. Right?
I'm always a little distracted.
Okay. All right. We're just catching up here on
Jim
things.
Jim and Madison is telling us you're
we
on
are
the terrestrial.
Back on the terrestrial. Okay, right. So we've made the connection. The squirrels are in that cage rolling around, and we're back on the air. Okay, that was very weird.
That was crazy. That was a crazy time.
So let's reach out to, is that Pam calling in right now?
That is not yet. I'm going to call Pam right back.
If you have time.
Well, who is that? That's probably Catherine.
That's Jim. That's not Jim. Who is that? Well, that's Catherine,
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, look at the weird area code.
Let's put her on the air.
Still has that from Illinois.
Okay. Is this Catherine on the air?
You have to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me.
We're back on the air, apparently.
What a crazy morning.
I know, it's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. Of course, I listened from the very beginning, and it was not your intro music, and I'm like, oh no.
Uh-oh.
Dominic, you blew the music, and then some other voice, I'm like, that's not the guy, that's Pat Kreitlow.
Yes.
He was on every station. I don't even know if he was on WFHR. You know, we have 25 stations in Civic Media.
Well, he's taken over.
He took over Green Bay. He took over Green Bay.
Can we do that sometime? You know, just to give us a little extra boost, a little extra publicity.
Let's just go on
the network.
Let's take his third hour next week. Let's take his third hour, okay?
All right, let's do that.
Actually, I think we're scheduled to be on with him on Monday.
I was making a joke. Yes, what I was saying.
But, of course, he is not on here in the Madison area.
Right.
No, he's not. But
because
he used to be.
Used to be, and then we came along 18
you
months
took
ago. And
that may be why he did this.
We still very angry about that whole. But Stephanie Miller is on at 8 o'clock. But Pat goes on, I guess,
till nine.
Yeah, he has an extra hour. Yeah. We wanted an extra hour, but they wouldn't give it to us.
That's okay.
We have Stephanie Miller.
Yes,
we do have Stephanie.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, I love Stephanie.
Yeah.
So on Monday, we'll be on with Pat. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you've got things to talk about besides this.
Well, we're doing
welcome
a little
back to the airwaves.
Yep.
thank you.
Got a little catch-up to do here, but thank you, Catherine, for checking in. We appreciate it.
I mentioned it. I love ketchup.
I know, ketchup. Well, yesterday was National Ketchup Day.
So. That's right.
We all celebrate.
Now we're ketchuping.
Do you like Heinz or do you like Hunt's? I don't know anybody uses Hunt's ketchup. It's kind of lousy.
I like Hunt's.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's
but you
crazy.
Know, the cool thing about Hunt's is they have different formulas.
Yes.
You know, salt free.
Okay.
Sugar free.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, there's two cool things going on with ketchup. I told you I'm a big fan of ketchup.
Talking ketchup this morning, 608-879-8255 if you'd like
to
chime in.
Don't get me going on ketchup.
Settle down. Okay. Well, it's been an interesting half hour. We've got an hour and a half to go here.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I have all this show material, and I was hoping to pass it along to everybody that can listen.
I was really looking forward to talking to Pam Yonke this morning because Cows on the Concourse is tomorrow from 8 until 1.
Yeah.
Right here, right down the street.
And she was going to talk about the logistics, how difficult it is to have cows and calves on the concourse. It's kind of different for them.
Kind of. No kidding.
Barn or field to go to.
Exactly. But we'll get caught up with Pam on Monday, hopefully. And again, coming up later today, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot. I think she's back. She's been
out. Like she's back. Sounds okay. Like she's back.
All right, good, yeah. Good.
And Rocker, of course, will be here with a Max Inc. preview. And in about a half hour, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson.
Yeah, we're going to have another edition of Palantir. Oh. We're going to find out about the spyware that Trump wants to put in place to spy on all of us, which goes over real well with the mega crowd.
Great. We're just getting started, excuse me, on a Friday morning. I got a frog in my throat and a song in my heart.
I'm going to do a couple of laps around the station here, I think, to just calm down.
Just work off the energy. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment. Stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. and we were warned many years ago, back in 2012, we were warned by former Supreme Court Justice David Souter.
Yes.
In an interview with Margaret Warner, he kind of gave us a little bit of a heads up on what we could expect if something like Trump happened. But we'll get to that in just a moment. We have a few introductions here.
Yes, we do. It's 6:36. It's cloudy this morning, 58 degrees, highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be okay today. A couple of sprinkles here and there. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Go to that website. You can get a free hearing test to get you started and also make an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And Jim and Sarah will help you out. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right.
Okay. Let's get on to Idiocracy. What could we possibly talk about today? Well, what is there anything going on in the news, on the national stage?
We'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
Not right now. Again, we have this warning from former Justice David Souter. Okay.
Yes.
And he kind of gave us a heads up on everything that's going on right now. And this is cut 101. Is that what you have? Is that the correct
number? That's exactly what I have. Let's try it.
Okay. All right. Let's give it a whirl.
What I worry about is that when problems are not addressed, people will not know who is responsible. And when the problems get bad enough, as they might do, for example, with another serious terrorist attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown, some one person will come forward and say, "Give me total power and I will solve this problem." That is how the Roman Republic fell. Augustus became emperor not because he arrested the Roman Senate. He became emperor because he promised that he would solve problems that were not being solved. If we know who is responsible, I have enough faith in the American people to demand performance from those responsible. If we don't know, we will stay away from the polls. We will not demand it. And the day will come when somebody will come forward and we and the government will, in effect, say, take the ball and run with it. Do what you have to do. That is the way democracy dies.
That's
okay. Well,
that's an uplifting first message.
I'm suddenly extremely depressed. Oh my God!
But you know how it is, you know, and you're thinking about having somebody in charge that promises everything, and everything falls apart around him. Mm-hmm. Oh well,
just give him all the power and let him run with the ball.
Kind of what happens, right?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
All right, now we often talk about health care and how it should be universal health care in this country, so we can get rid of all of these, like Medicare and Medicaid and all these other different health care programs that we have. Just have one where everybody can go to the doctor when they need to and not have to think about the bill, mm-hmm. and not have to think about maybe going bankrupt because of your bills,
right?
Or get surprise bills in the mail. So it's one of those things. We always talk about health care in this country.
Yeah.
Fox News seems to think that health care is kind of an imposition, and it's a privilege to a lot of people. So let's listen to what they said recently. Do you have cut 171 queued up there? Or
we'll get that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to what Fox News had to say about this.
Barack Obama made Obamacare, and all those states got the free money. And now all of a sudden, Medicaid doesn't look anything like it was supposed to, and it's 95% financed by the federal government. It's supposed to be a state program.
And the longer we leave it that way, the more permanent that becomes.
Right, because people get addicted to the free money.
Oh, sure.
So there you go. It's free money. Yeah, that's what we're addicted to.
They get
the free money. We're not addicted to needing health care. There's something really wrong with those people. God.
I know it.
So, anyway, it's always good to get a different perspective on people's need to stay alive or at least healthy and not in pain constantly, right?
Mm.
All right. Now, what?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what Fox, during the whole Musk-Trump thing yesterday, I didn't really tune into Fox to see what they were saying about it, but that must have been an interesting conversation. But we'll have more on that.
It is interesting. Just in a little while, we'll be getting to Tim Walz, who was calling Trump a bully, and then the right wing went a little crazy because then they thought, well, we're going to respond to that by being bullies back to Tim Walz.
Okay.
And now we have, of course, the blow-up between Trump and Musk.
You know who we haven't heard from is J.D. Vance, the vice president. Whose side is he on?
Nice. It's duck and cover for J.D. Vance.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, then we got a web wisdom here. This is from TikTok user 2938.
Okay.
I hope that fills you in. Tells you a little bit about him. This is the comparison between pro-democracy and the mega contingent, and this is cut 177.
Okay.
All right. Let's listen.
You know, a hard right-winger, you're a Trumper. Let's just call it what it is. I don't like you. You don't like me. We're never going to get along. We're not going to go to dinner together and giggle together. We don't see the world the same way. We don't share the same values. We probably don't share the same interests. I don't like you, and you don't like me. The difference is, you bet your fucking ass I'd make sure FEMA was there for you when there's a disaster. I want you to have free healthcare. I want you to have free education. I want you to have a good job. I want you to be in a union and make higher wages. I want you to live a happy, fulfilling life.
That's right. I see. That's us.
That's the difference. Whereas with Trump, what he thinks, not only of Democrats in this country, Democratic voters, but also Republican voters, he actively wishes you harm. He wants you to have a bad life because he doesn't care. And all the good parts of the government that try to make sure you're okay, he's dismantling them right in front of our eyes. That's the difference. You should have seen through. As soon as we learned that the Trump family stole from a cancer charity, that should have been enough for you to see through it. As soon as you learn that here's a guy who's a businessman who stiffed his own workers, electricians and plumbers who did his casinos and hotel trip, he stiffed them. That should have been a warning sign.
It is. It's a warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, we never took those warning signs. We mentioned it a dozen times on the show, at least. You know, there were a lot of red flags, and no one bothered to look at the red flags again to pick them up along the way.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
A lot of warnings.
Hey,
out
look
there.
At that. That's we're getting, pretty cool.
We're taking your texts. We're taking your calls. 608-879-8255.
Yeah, there's a picture of a bumper, a car, bumper in sticker. Milwaukee with a WMDX bumper sticker on it.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
Pretty cool.
It's driving
did
around
you do
Milwaukee.
That, Doug?
Yeah, he sent
never,
that.
Well, you know,
he
they'll never that get that off. You know that, don't you?
That's actually a pretty old sticker. That's,
it is,
from a couple of, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we've changed so many things so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this logo that we're wearing today on our t-shirts.
That's right. Our new John and Gordy t-shirts. Why, by the way, people can purchase these on our website.
Yes.
If they go to WMDXradio.com or go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, go to our store. I think you can find it either place.
I was going to order something there. We have one WMDX t-shirt, which is really, really cool. It's just on a black t-shirt.
But right.
It's just the call letters and stuff. It's really neat. I was going to order it. Something came up.
You got distracted?
Well, I got distracted.
By the dog.
Everybody knows I get distracted very easily. My dog normally forces me to go out and play with her out in the yard. So.
What are you going to do?
Man, I tell you, she is really persistent. Oh, man. She's figured me out. You know, the border collies are too damn smart.
Yes. So I just checked it out. You can go to WMDXradio.com and then click on the John and Gordy tab, and then go to the store. You'll see that WMDX t-shirt along with our John and Gordy t-shirt.
And I got to say, it's nice, heavy duty.
Yeah,
that's nice. Nothing real thin.
Right.
Yeah, that you kind of find in the stores nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are nice quality t-shirts.
Yes.
Of course, Ann, my wife, is angry that she wants the V-neck women's t-shirts, and we don't have those. And she's asking me, why don't you have women's t-shirts?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All in due time.
Women sometimes wear the men's t-shirts too.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So she's upset about that, huh? Okay.
Okay. It says here, no store on WMDX, the website, but it is on the Civic Media app, I believe.
Right.
So.
But I just went to the John and Gordy portion of the WMDX radio.
And it's there.
It's there if you click on the John and Gordy tab. It has a connection to the Civic Media. Could I diagram this out for everybody? can find it.
That didn't sound as clear as anything I could consume. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have to work on the instructions there.
Okay.
All right, let's get into something that Bryan Cranston said the other day. He's a big star in Malcolm in the Middle, Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, right?
Oh, Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah, so he was defining Making America Great Again for everybody. Yeah. I think this is pretty nice. Let's listen.
Okay. Make America Great Again. My comment is, do you accept that could possibly be construed as a racist remark? And most people, a lot of people go, how could that be racist? Make America great again? I said, so just ask yourself from an African-American experience, when was it ever great in America for the African-American? When was it great? So if you're making it great again, it's not including them.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. That says it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was it great? For them.
And no, they don't want to look at it from that kind of complicated viewpoint either.
No.
And we do have a little time here. I have a comment from Pete Buttigieg.
Okay.
And if you can queue up 198, that would be terrific.
Got a couple of minutes. But you got about a minute and a half.
Do you think we can fit in an 18-second one?
Sure.
Do you think so?
Go ahead.
Okay. See,
do it, because I got other stuff I
got to
do.
Let me make these judgments every once in a
while.
I got the time.
Push the button, Doug.
If we adopt a platform that's way out to the left, they're going to say we're socialists. If we adopt a more moderate or conservative platform, they're going to say we're socialists. So we might as well just do what we think is right, make the case for it, and then let them do what they want.
There you go.
Right.
It's as simple as that,
isn't
it?
It is that simple.
All right.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up, everybody. Sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, since they first opened up, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com, check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. You got some picking and grinning going on there? No. Not yet. Okay, not yet. When we come back. All right, more coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, Leo Kottke.
Yeah, he's playing at the Barrymore tonight. 8 p.m. is the show. He's got 35 albums.
Yeah. 35 been around a long time.
Yes.
A lot of songs to fingerpick.
He's excellent. A little bit of folk, a little bit of blues, a little bit of jazz. Does both 6-string and 12-string guitar at the same time. He's amazing.
Well, yeah.
Okay, he doesn't do them at the same time.
He is amazing. Very discouraging for a person trying to finger pick for the very first time.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He traumatized me, and I think that's what held me back. Yeah. No one could do what he did.
I'm going to that show tonight at the Barrymore. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
Now, let's talk about Tim Walz, Governor Tim Walz, because he's out there. He's still doing speaking engagements.
Yeah, what's he been up to?
Yeah, well, you know, he really got the MAGA contingent out there, the cult, fired up and outraged.
Really?
Because he used the S word, which I think, you know, we should be using on the air here.
Mm-hmm.
He used the S word, claiming the best way to fight Trump is bullying back.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, you mean... Yeah, the pro-democracy side wants to fight back? Well, we're not used to that. so they complained. Here's the comment from Walz.
Okay. Cut
52.
Let's hear it.
Called out on this because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. It's because he is. It's because he is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The governor's being mean, and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully, and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to him. And you tell them why bullying's wrong.
But
when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back. You push back. You make sure they know it's not there. Because at heart, this is a weak, cruel man that takes it out and punches down on people.
Yes.
What they don't want to do is stand toe-to-toe and punch back with someone who's calling them out for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, good advice.
Good for him.
So the MAGA cult threw a tantrum denying that they were bullies and then decided to bully back because of his speech.
Bully!
So let's listen to cut 53 here.
Governor Walz has this really amazing way, and it's pure coincidence, but I just get a kick out of it, of making an incendiary comment or a ridiculous over-the-top statement, and then it's followed up with a real-world example highlighting how incendiary, reckless it was, or how incredibly stupid it was.
I could code talk to white guys watching football fixing their truck.
First of all, we don't speak in code. You know, we're not aliens.
Yes, you are.
I mean, we know why he was chosen. Because she couldn't pick the correct choice because he was Jewish. Let's be honest, she should have picked the governor of Pennsylvania. Mm. So she ends up picking this camouflage hat-wearing buffoon that comes from your state.
Okay,
but I am more than glad was on the ticket so that J.D. Vance could kick his ass at the debate.
Why do you
think it is that Democrats have had such a hard time convincing men and young men in particular of their message lately, and conservatives have been much more successful at it through Trump.
It's very simple, because they care more about dudes who want to be women than dudes who just want to be dudes. That is the main reason.
Oh, man.
I just don't think there's ever been anybody in recent political history in over their head more than Tim Walz.
And oh, honey, did you meet Dan Quayle?
It is amazing to me.
Tim Walz is a clown in search of a circus because the Dems' big top collapsed, and now he's just like a weird older guy. Have you ever heard anybody say, you know, Dan, I really think you need to do some more bullying? Has anybody ever said that as a strategy? And you made the right point. It's like, you know, you're out
of
bullets.
You're not going
to say that. When you resort to bullying, it's like, hey, that's our strategy. We got to bully. How could you get any meaner towards Trump than you were? I mean, you called him Hitler. You called him an existential threat. I'm sorry. What's left?
All right. Well, what's left? More bullying, I guess, apparently. They don't see themselves as bullying.
No, of course they don't.
Okay. Well, let's get to the two big bullies. Trump and Ilan, of course, are having it out. The world is watching.
Mm-hmm.
This wonderful, great beacon of freedom around
just
the world.
About a
the superpower
here.
That...
Yep.
Well, do we
got a couple minutes.
Yeah. So anyway, the beacon of superpower here, and we've got these two idiots, these narcissists, battling it out there. And of course, Ilan posted this, time to drop the really big bomb.
Yeah.
Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. Now, he said that unequivocally, okay?
Yeah.
That it must be there then. He knows this stuff. And that is the real reason they have not made that public. Have a nice day. DJT.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal right there. You know, Donald Trump said the easiest way to save money on our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Ilan's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it.
Well.
And then Ron Flipkowski is a reporter. He does a lot of posting on X, and he wrote this, I got no popcorn left at this point.
Yeah, drop the mic.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the long knives are out now.
And then Trump had this to say. Let's go to cut 78, all right? Let's listen to Trump.
Okay.
But I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem, and he only developed the problem when he found out that...
All right, so that's what he said, and then Trump... Elon responded, false. The bill was never shown to me, even once.
Right.
And it was passed in the dead of the night so fast that no one in Congress could even read it.
Isn't
so
this something? All the truth is coming out now during this
That's
feud.
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody's waiting now. We had a text from Brian. He said, how close are we to learning that the president is a pedophile?
Well, we'll find out when the Epstein... stuff
we can't forget
available.
This we know now that is in there, and and of course Elon had probably seen it. He's seen everybody's personal information, so
Well, we're gonna have much more on this in our 7 o'clock hour. Also, right around the corner, it's our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We'll reveal the key word right at the top of the hour after the news, and a whole lot more rocker in our next hour too. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.